We're at a point of like 37 minutes, cars are not being settled down, and 36 is really, is that right? Was fatigue ever an issue for you guys?
I think a little bit. Some guys that play a lot of minutes, it kind of wears on you, especially when you're playing Thursday, Saturday, kind of a quick turnaround. But a lot of it's mental. You just got to get through your head that, hey, I got to give my team 100%, and you got to get through it.
Hey, Jake, this team's struggling starting games here at home. Why and what was the difference today?
We talked a lot about coming out with intensity at the start of this game, that we came out in the second half with the last game. And I think it was a conscious effort on behalf of everyone that we really came out to play in the first few minutes today and sort of jumped them a little bit, and that helped our confidence a lot, and we just went from there.
Is this maybe the best offensive performance in terms of the number of different people going at times today? Maybe one of the better ones you've had in a while?
Yeah, I definitely think the scoring spread shows that everyone stepped up and hit shots when they needed to, and that's good for us in the long run, because it's hard to shut down a team that it's got a lot of scorers rather than one person that puts up big numbers.
Right, you guys a little less nervous maybe this time around than you have been in a lot of home games?
Yeah, I think that comes with experience also, especially for us young guys. Experience is a big key, and just, you know, getting in games and getting to learn stuff, learn from our mistakes. And the older guys have really given us a boost on just how to do things around here.
You in particular loose today? You look like you were enjoying yourself.
No, it was a lot of fun. I mean, whenever you're winning and the team's doing a lot of scoring, it's a lot of fun to play out there.
AJ, do you feel like you guys are starting to kind of turn the corner a little bit?
I think this last week's definitely helped us, especially with our confidence, but I don't think we're quite around the corner yet. We've got a few big games coming up, and we've got this week to help prepare for that, so hopefully we'll have the same discussion next week, we'll see.
AJ, you're close to being 100% with your foot and just your general health.
My foot's back to normal, and I mean, I don't sound like I'm 100%, but I'm nearly back there. Just trying to shake the end of this, and I'm all good.
Can you tell a big difference in your play? I mean, I know when you're trying to play 30, you probably don't realize. Do you feel a whole lot better when you're playing now?
Yeah, I mean, when I was sick, I was going up and down once, and I was gassed. So now it's good to start to get my fitness back and be able to, that just allows you to play a lot more and harder over a longer period. So I can definitely feel a difference.
AJ, it's a three straight game. You got shot pretty well. Are you starting to see that inside in terms of getting maybe some more open space to operate?
I think it's sort of one goes with the other. People coming down to double me, and then they create shots for the guys, and once they start to step out on them, then I'm sort of getting some looks inside. So we're just taking the open shots when they come to us, and everyone's doing a really good job.
Hey, this game gets you guys back within a game, you're in the league, you've got a week off. Just talk about the importance of this game today.
We knew it was a big game. We knew it was a big week. Thursday, Saturday is... We knew we had to come out Thursday and play well, and we thought we did that. And it was a quick turnaround. We did a great job of practice yesterday, getting our minds right and just preparing mentally, and came out today and we were ready to go. So, I mean, we've got a full week to prepare for our next game, which is nice, and we need to take advantage of that and make sure we come out with the same intensity next week.
Brad, Coach said you all have no idea how glad you should be that you won this game and did it in the fashion that y'all did. George even said, hey, trust me, it's a good thing that we won. Is that how y'all feel today?
Definitely.
Week off.
Yes, definitely. These are two big wins for us as a team and as a league aspect. And I think all you could tell that it was a lot of fun, everyone, from the starting, from the five that were out the court to the bench. It was a lot of fun to watch, and it was a lot of fun to play.
On one hand, you guys have got some momentum. On the other hand, you guys probably need to heal at the same time. Is this a good or a bad time for a week off?
I think any time, once you get to this time of year, it's a good time for a week off. It gives you a full week to prepare and a full week to get everyone back to full health. We've got a couple of guys struggling with little niggles, so it's a good time for them to get right and us to make sure we get back and try to get back to a bit more defensive mind than where we were at the start of the year.
Any more guys?